from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, leaving camp, I stopped at a local place that might sell prepared sandwiches. Routine for me would be like a turkey and a provolone. I don't want to wait in the full line. I just want to get it and get out and go. Okay? I grabbed it. Get in the car. I open up the sub. I don't take a bite. I actually lift it because I'm going to put the mustard on it because the mustard comes on the side. Open it up, and that is not turkey. That is tuna in provolone. Very different, and I might not be like many others in this department. For me, that's an instant, no, I'm not going to eat that.
So that wasn't the controversy, that I wasn't going to eat the tuna sub. Controversy brought up by one listener who tweeted me late last night. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Ready for a food take? Some food takes?
Sure.
It's going to get spicy up here. So no one seemed to have a problem with it. I will not eat tuna fish out of a giant tub of tuna or any sort of prepared sandwich. Someone wrote in and said, who puts mustard on a turkey sub? As if it was controversial. To me, it's like asking, who puts tomatoes on a sub? Everybody?
Yeah.
Lots of people?
I would have thought mustard would have been, if you asked me what's the most popular condiment for turkey and cheese sub, I would have guessed mustard.
I mean, I might guess mayo is more popular.
Okay, sure.
But when you go to the sub counter, the question is, any mayo, mustard, or oil?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's in the Holy Trinity. It was Don. Don wrote in. He tweeted at me last night.
You know, they don't ask, hey, any mayo, oil, or French dressing?
No. It's mayo, mustard, or oil. It's on the sheet. You check a box if you want to.
Yeah.
And the number of people, Joe, that I learned view mustard as some sort of demonic source of disgust that couldn't dream of putting mustard on a sub or especially turkey. There was really incredible breakdowns of why mustard is okay on a turkey sandwich, but not okay on a turkey sub. It was crazy.
There was a difference made between, because isn't the only difference the shape?
It's the length.
It's the length.
And even that is wrong, because you could get a turkey sandwich that's kind of about the length of a sub.
Yeah.
And technically the bread's a different consistency too, right? I mean, because the sub bread's got the
It depends on your bread.
I get rolls that are like sandwich shaped that are like the sub bread. So you can get that too. What do you get in when you get the pre-packaged turkey sandwiches at grocery stores? What are the two packets that always come in it?
Mayo and mustard.
Mustard's one of the packets. Assuming you're going to want one of those two.
Right. That's why I went to put the mustard on it because it came with it.
See, I will say this though. Like, I'm not it's fine. I end up doing it more often than anything else, is putting mustard on my sandwiches, but it's not like, oh my God, I can't have a sub without mustard. It's fine. It's just, it's fine. It's average.
Sure.
It's there. It's a condiment. It's no problem with it at all.
All of it's
fine. I'm not seeking it out.
The shock is not, this is not ranch or blue cheese, right? This is, wow, how could you do that? We've got takes on that. This was someone that didn't know that blue cheese existed, basically.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? Who puts mustard on a sub?
Did he think you were meaning like a different kind of mustard or something?
I have no idea.
Like brown mustard or Dijon, honey mustard?
Honey mustard, spicy mustard, brown mustard, Dijon mustard, a lot of mustards.
They all sound like they would go fine in a turkey sandwich also.
They all do, I can confirm.
Yeah.
I get mustard routinely on subs.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Okay.
Blown away. I just pictured Don going to a sub place with his phone out and asking,
mustard?
Could you say that again? I gotta show the world that you're offering mustard on a sub.
What is this yellow substance in this in this bottle here?
What percentage of people put mustard on a sub? Is it like 20%, 40%?
I did see you put a poll up too on
I did. The poll,
mayo, it was like mayo versus mustard.
The poll was, if you had to make a choice for the rest of your life, you could only have all of the mustards or all of the mayos, what would you pick?
I have...
There's a lot of variety in the mustards, a lot of variety in the mayos.
I've done a 180 on mayo.
If you could choose, you're forced for the rest of your life, mayos or mustards?
If I do mayos, do I get all of the aiolis also?
Sure.
I've grown in this way. Would have never touched mayo. I don't think I touched mayo in my life for 10 years as a kid. Now, I think I'd pick mayo. Mayo, you know when I really started growing an affinity for mayo is when I was in Europe and they dipped their French fries in mayo. And I realized this is actually pretty good. Not going to lie. You might think it's gross. It might sound gross.
French fries
dipped in mayo is actually pretty good.
I know that's done.
Yeah,
I have.
It's a big thing in Europe, I think.
I have a relationship with mayo that has boundaries. I'm not going to use it as a dip.
Now, if it was an aioli, though, would you dip it? If you you went to a restaurant and like, hey, the dipping sauce available for your French fries is a garlic aioli.
Yeah, I'm going to do that a little bit. But
and
not,
really,
but
all
not,
that is, but, it's just mayo with garlic put in it.
Right, but I'm not that much.
Have you guys heard of the grilled cheese phenomenon where you, instead of putting butter on the bread before you toast it in the pan, you put mayo on it?
I have not heard about that. I have not, no.
It's not
It's a phenomenon, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. It went viral on TikTok like back during COVID, and I tried it, and it was okay, but it was like greasy.
Now, could you do that with mustard?
No.
No. Burn mustard onto bread?
I think mayo is more versatile than mustard. No?
Probably. Sure.
You can. It's a base. Like, you can use it for a lot of sauces.
The only thing that would make... I did not even vote in your poll, so I don't even know what the results said. Because I couldn't decide.
It was 54-46. The mayos were winning.
Okay. Losing honey mustard would be
tough.
A grave disappointment.
Losing spicy mustard would be tough.
Yeah. But I think I'd have to go mayo. Mayo I can do a lot of different things with. I've made my own aioli.
Well,
all you do, it's so easy. Put a little bit of apple cider vinegar into your mayo and then mix it. It's a vinegar aioli. It's amazing. Easiest thing in the world. Do that for dipping your French fries next time. Perfect.
Perhaps the biggest shock of this whole thing that happened yesterday in the conversation was multiple, finger quotes here, sandwich artists.
Yeah.
People that used to work in sub shops. Multiple. Made the claim to me online, where the internet's forever, that they worked in a sub shop and never put mustard on a turkey sub. Made a claim that they had never, I worked in a sub shop for years, had never done that.
Do you know if they're local?
I don't.
Is mustard
no
a regional thing?
No, mustard is
for sandwiches?
Mustard. It's mustard.
I'm just asking, are there parts of the country?
If you go to San Diego to get a hot dog, like have some mustard, like what's that?
But the hot dog is that. Well, I almost just said that. Start another debate. A hot dog and a sandwich. But is in other parts of the country mustard on a turkey sub? Like, oh, that's weird. What you're doing what? You're putting mustard on that? Mustard belongs on a hot dog or a cheeseburger. Don't put it on your turkey. Don't put it on your ham.
What?
I'm just asking.
You think like in other parts of the country
in Billings, Montana,
they saw the yellow bottle. Like, don't you get that near a sandwich?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe.
No.
There are definitely intricacies, weird things food-wise that are probably taking place in the country that we don't know about.
There are a lot of those, yeah.
Didn't we learn about Kansas City? They put Cinnabons in their chili or something?
They had an apple or a raisin and sour cream pie or something like that.
Okay, that sounds like a place that would turn their nose up at mustard on turkey?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Maybe
it's a regional
thing.
Quick
look into regional foods you've never heard of. Why do we look into this? We did this recently. Oh, I know. It was Topps Tailgate Trivia.
Topps Tailgate Trivia.
We learned all about
all different cities.
Raisin and sour cream pie.
Kansas City, I think we figured out, was the weirdest of all the cities we went through.
That was the one with the cinnamon rolls and the chili.
That was the other one.
Yeah.
Or they would have a cinnamon roll. They would pour the chili on top of it, maybe?
Yep.
I don't remember if it was the other way around.
On my excursion to New England area, I discovered that pretty much everywhere out there, they just don't know what blue cheese is. Every restaurant I went to on the menu, if there was wings, it was with ranch. If there was buffalo chicken sandwiches, it had ranch on it. Like,
I've run into that in other Arizona.
Like that. Do you have blue cheese? And they're like, maybe.
I think
I don't know.
I think that's most of the country.
The blue cheese is...
I went to Phoenix.
Not quite regional, but... kind of regional.
I went to Phoenix a couple times. They had no idea what I was talking about. Blue cheese. Not offered. I bet that's most of the country. I think we're on our own little blue cheese island here.
We're on our own in how prevalent it is. You go somewhere here, you're going to find it. If you go to the Ozarks and ask for it, they might... What? Huh? That's fair.
Yes. What was the poll, by the way? Was it close to 50-50?
It was like 54-46. Would you choose the mustards or the mayos? Mayos were winning. I don't know what I would do. I definitely like mustard on its own more.
Yeah.
But mayo's got a place.
You would never be able to have tuna again.
Do you put mayo and mustard on a sub? Because my answer to that is yes.
I've done that.
Of course.
Is this weird, though? I'll only do it where I'll put the mustard on the top bun and the mayo on the bottom bun.
That's fine.
For some reason, I don't want them touching, even though they're both going to be consumed.
Mike in Amherst is up. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering about what you said about the oil, mayo, and mustard when ordering a sub.
Yep.
I have literally never been asked for mustard from a sub place like that. It's always oil or mayo. I'm just wondering. I've never heard that before. That's all I got.
Thanks, Mike. This is what got me thinking. Are you familiar with the Mandela effect? The Mandela effect is a thing where there are different universes that we live in, and sometimes this is a butchering of the actual definition. But to claim that you've never been offered mustard in a sub place, how is that possible?
Are we then the victims of the Mandela effect?
I don't know. How is this possible?
Uh-huh.
A type of false memory that occurs when many different people incorrectly remember the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't incorrectly remember being asked mayo, mustard, or oil. I'll go do it today. Schmishmella's Subs has it on the sheet of paper in front of you. There are multiple people that claim they've never... I've got sandwich artists telling me they've never served it, and Mike calling in, I got reason to trust Mike. Why wouldn't I trust Mike? Saying he's never been offered it.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
Is it... Again, I'm trying to figure out explanations here. Are these people going to a certain sub shop that doesn't offer mustard? And that's their regular.
Yeah, Colonel.
And we
Colonel,
go to other ones.
Colonel No Mustard's Subs. Yeah, it's a great chain that people go to.
Colonel No Mustard Sub.
All right, 803-0550.
I'm looking at interesting.
What? You got a sub chain that doesn't list it as a condiment?
I'm looking at a sub chain right now that doesn't have it listed as a condiment, but it does have honey mustard listed.
That's
as a condiment.
Mustard.
But that's not getting asked. Would you like mayo, oil, or honey mustard? I'm never hearing that in the original question. By the sub.
I'm really ready for someone online to now tackle the topic of is honey mustard mustard?
Is honey mustard? Well, it is mustard.
Of course it is.
With another ingredient.
Right, like aioli. Like your aioli's over there.
Yeah.
Why don't we just call the other
but
mustard,
I wouldn't call,
mustard aioli?
But I wouldn't call an aioli, oh, that's mayo. There's mayo in it. Now I'm getting too deep in the weeds. All I'm saying is I think I might have found a popular sub chain that doesn't have mustard listed on the menu, but that seems incredible. It seems incredible they don't even have it. It's not in a bottle there. There are 9 bottles, 10 bottles that are just sitting there. None of those are mustard.
Ron and Alden on this, living in the other universe. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, listen, I'm 56 years old, and I worked at many pizza places and many restaurants. I even owned one for a while. I don't even know if we had mustard in the place. No, never. Nowhere in the Buffalo area that I've lived ever. It's oil or mayo at all times. That's, you know, I don't know. Maybe Howard Simon is the first to ask because he's the one who doesn't eat anything.
That's right. That's right.
But I really, honestly, no, I don't know, Jeremy. I think you're in the other universe. I don't know.
Listen, you said a key word, and somebody tweeted this in, and this might be the key.
Yeah.
Is it pizzerias? Is it that
don't pizzerias have like cheeseburger subs though that you would want mustard for?
Is it that pizzerias don't really routinely offer mustard on a sub, but sub places do? Is that what we've got? If you serve ham, you have to have mustard in the building. No. What goes with ham?
What else would you put mayo?
If you've got,
sure,
you could, but if you got ham in your building, you're serving mustard.
Okay.
Anyway. See what happens? What? This would be like hearing somebody say, Peerless Price never played for the Bills. Yeah, he did. I watched it. Mustard doesn't exist in the sub place. I've never served it, never seen it.
Now I'm starting to be open to the idea that they don't exist in a lot of sub places, though. I'm reading a story about how one popular sub restaurant discontinued yellow mustard in their restaurants. And this was about six months ago. The one quote is, it's a big deal out west.
Mustard's big out west.
It's big out west.
All right, well, my heart's in the west.
Okay. Interesting.
Matt
yellow
Bovey,
mustard has
hour.
Become, quote, yellow mustard has become a slow-moving product in our restaurants. As a result, we've decided to remove this product as part of our sauce lineup.
I want to be in the board meeting for the sauce lineup.
Defending yellow mustard.
Let me guess, sriracha. Sriracha moved in.
Sriracha mayo. Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. That's our phone number. We've taken this week one call on swimming, two or three calls now on mustard.
Yes.
And
I know we have to break.
If you want to make a football call, we can have to do that too.
Another quick follow-up. Although they don't have it in the bottles anymore, it is pointed out here that while they are transitioning yellow mustard on April 15th, so this was a couple months ago, we will begin... They replaced the bottles with packets.
Okay.
They still have it. It's just in packets. So you'd have to get it after.
Matt Bovee, top of the hour. Sam Monson, 9 o'clock. Wait till you hear about the Olympic event I want to create, too. I got a new Olympic
event. Oh, yeah. I got to hear this.
Oh, yeah. I got a new Olympic event for you. I'm going to convince you it would be the top rated Olympic event every year. Maybe, maybe not. Plenty of time for that. We'll do that at 8:30, if you remind me. We'll call it Let's Get Stupid. You decide if it's stupid. Jeremy and Joe here. Happy Wednesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.